if you say it's not quite midnight, and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
a few minutes till.
Yeah, or it's not quite, but...
almost midnight.
Okay. Another way of saying I almost fell down is to say I...
almost fell down.
Another way of saying, oh, I almost fell down. I
like to have fallen down.
Okay. Somebody's waiting for you and getting tired of waiting, and you're going just as fast as you can. So you say, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
All right, but
as fast as I in a minute.
All right. How about if you really had it with him, you might just yell out.
Just a minute.
Okay. Just a minute. Okay. Somebody. All right, you're on the right road, but you're not sure how much farther you have to go. So you might ask somebody, how
much farther is it?
Okay. All right, if you want to call attention to something, get somebody's attention, what would be what you...
Hey, you.
Okay. But if you want them to pay attention to what's going on right where you are...
I'd say, hey, look at this.
Okay. Okay. What's the opposite of seldom?
Often.
Okay. You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that. Or, I'm not going to vote for that guy. You might say...
me neither.
Okay. What is this area here?
Forward.
Okay. And this...
your hair.
Okay. Hair. And on your face it would be a...
beard.
And this is my...
ear, left ear.
And this is my...
right ear.
And my...
mouth.
And my...
throat, neck.
Uh-huh, and inside is a...
mouth.
Uh-huh, but teeth. Inside of my neck is my...
throat.
And is there another term for throat you might use? Like guzzle or... any other term for...
well, you have a guzzle in your throat. When you're swallowing, it moves up and down.
Oh, is that what that is? Mm-hmm. Okay. One of these is a...
tooth.
But all of them is...
teeth.
Okay. And the part around them that holds
the gums.
Okay. And this part of my hand is my...
the palm of your hand.
Yeah. And this is a...
fist.
And these are...
fist.
Okay. And any connection between two bones...
there's
that lets
a joint.
You, okay. And... across here is your
chest,
and these are your
shoulders,
and one
hand,
and two
hands,
and this whole thing is your
leg,
and one of these is
a foot,
and two
are feet.
Okay, and this here
is a knee, leg,
but
shin.
Okay, and the back legs of a horse, where he's real strong, or is sort of between his knee and his back end. Is that a term you would use?
Haunches.
Uh-huh. Is that not a familiar term?
Not familiar.
Okay. All right. A person who is pale and thin and has bags under his eyes because he's been sick, you might say, boy, she sure looks...
peaked.
Okay. All right, a person who is able to do a lot of hard work is a person who is...
very strong.
Okay, and what might be another word for...
very healthy.
Okay, and if he has good red cheeks and
good
bright eyes, you say he sure looks...
good,
okay.
Healthy.
All right. Somebody who has an easy nature to get along with and...
pleasant.
Okay, or... all right, pleasant. And if it's a horse that you can manage easily and you can trust with children, you might...